Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Talk with Chris Lowe from ESPN.com. Covers college athletics, SEC tournament starting this week. And one of the big storylines, obviously, is LSU. And Chris, you said that they would probably come together, at least in the short term, with all of the things that were going on with Will Wade being suspended indefinitely, Javonte Smart sitting down. They also sit down Naz Reid, but they rolled through Vanderbilt. Do you anticipate the same when they come to Nashville, or will reality set in a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, reality may set in a little bit, because in talking to everybody that was there in the Maravich Center the other night, I think there was a lot of emotion, a lot of pent-up emotion. I think the team played that way. Certainly the fans were restless, and you heard all the chants about getting rid of Joe Oliva, which I think are probably misguided. But you understand, fans are going to be fans. LSU had to do what they had to do. I mean, they got to protect the athletic program and the university. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is you know, wag your finger in the NCAA's face. And I think that's what they were trying to guard against doing there. As far as going forward, I would say more than anything, they were trying to give themselves some time, Brent, to find out what is there and what's not there. You know, the media reports out there, we've seen the transcripts of what was said on the wiretap. I would say LSU will err on the side of caution here going forward. I know some people say, wait a minute now, you've already got to this point. You know, if you go and you play Smart, you play Naz Reid, you know, everybody knows those results happen. I still don't think you want to go down that road if there's information there available that they're ineligible or have done something or taken something to make them ineligible. Remember this too. LSU won't do anything without consulting and conferring very closely with the SEC and the NCAA.
It makes you wonder, Chris, they're taking this evasive action now as they find things out. Just going forward, what might happen for Smart, who's the player who was at least sort of inadvertently named in this deal, and, you know, certainly with Will Wade and what this might look like. And we've seen schools who come out and say, my gosh, I cooperated with the NCAA, and I got treated even worse than the schools who didn't.
Right.
It makes you wonder if you're LSU, you're like, well, what do we do here?
and that's why, Mickey, we've talked about it on this show a ton over the years. About the time you start to think you've got it figured out case by case as far as what kind of punishment is going to be doled out by the NCAA, you know, it's just so inconsistent. You cannot compare cases because the punishments always seem to differ. And we don't always know all the, you know, have all the information, you know, and you know, everybody talks about the North Carolina deal, you know, and I think that whole thing was a farce, you know, that they said, wait a minute, these weren't just athletes in these bogus classes. This was an institutional thing. And of course they got off scot free.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. And if you're LSU, again, I think you got to weigh, you know, what you know definitively is so and what's not so. And I think, again, you lean hard on the folks in the SEC office and any information you get on the NCAA. I think that's, you have to weigh in on all those factors before you make a decision.
And, you know, you keep hearing that more stuff is going to come out. So it'll be interesting to see how and when that all happens. Talking about Vanderbilt.
Let me say this before we get further. I go back to Cam Newton's case. And I was right in the middle of that. And I knew that, at the very least, he was going to be ruled ineligible. And he was for, I think, a day or two, and then was reinstated. But that was a situation where Auburn, and I give Auburn's administration, regardless of what side of the fence you're on, their administration, they worked very closely with the late Mike Slive and everybody in his office to make sure that they've done everything right. And remember, they really sort of changed the rules after that, because there was that loophole about whether if the kid didn't know that somebody else on his behalf was soliciting money, you know, they went back and sort of rewrote the bowl after that, but Auburn worked very closely in concert with the SEC and Mike Slive, and they were able to navigate that, and you know, Cam didn't miss any games. The rest is history.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Vanderbilt situation. I think under normal circumstances, you know, Bryce Drew, given the recruiting prowess that he has had the last couple of seasons, but also with Darius Garland, that key cog of this team and how everything was built through him offensively and defensively. And that didn't last long, obviously, and their inability to kind of create a move away from that. But the 0-18, you know, I think under normal circumstances, the path I was going down would be that he would get another year. But with a new AD, you just don't know, do you?
No, you don't. And that's the caveat in this whole deal, Brent, that it's hard to predict. Because, listen, I'm not saying that everybody's different, but most ADs, when they come in, you know, they don't want to go through that whole scorched earth and just start, you know, chopping. But they also want to make sure that they get a good feel of things, and I think that's what Malcolm will do. But ultimately, a lot of them like to have their guy or their gal in charge. But I think you hit it what you said a minute ago. You know, Drew has shown that he can recruit. He can go out and recruit premium talent. And in the SEC, in college basketball, one or two players make all the difference in the world. You know, you can't hold and go down on the injury. But 0-18 is tough to recover from for anybody, despite whatever injuries or whatever hardships you may have out of your control. Bottom line is, if he's the guy in Malcolm's mind that can continue to recruit at a high level and get him out of this funk, then I think he'll get another year. If not, you know, if there's somebody else out there. I think the other thing you got to weigh is who else is out there? Is there somebody that he sort of has had his eye on? Is there somebody he thinks he can bring in right now?
Yeah.
That will be an immediate upgrade. See, I think that's a part of this equation that sometimes we all forget about is what's the plan if you do make a change.
Chris, good stuff, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later in the week, my friend.
All right. See you guys. Take care.